This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Now, despite the economic shadow of the cliff, oil prices have mostly held steady. It's been a great year for the OPEC oil cartel with a record $1 trillion in revenue this year. 2012 saw the highest average oil price in history. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us from London to explain what's going on. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mark.
So when the economy is shaky, we expect that to lower demand for energy, for oil prices to drop. So why hasn't that happened this year?
Yeah, it does look very odd, doesn't it? The average price of Brent crude in 2012 has been $111.50 a barrel, the highest ever average for a year, even allowing for inflation. The main reason seems to be Iran, and specifically concern that Iran's nuclear program might provoke the Israelis into a preemptive strike, leading to a conflagration across the whole Middle East. That, says David Battersby of Brokers Redmayne Bentley, has pushed up oil prices.
Due to the political tensions that we've had, people concerned that they won't be able to get their supply of oil, then this has kept the price up and has meant that the oil cartel, OPEC, have done very well out of this year.
Now, that's the OPEC cartel as a whole, but the C stands for countries, and there are several of them, and they're not all doing quite as well. Just give us a sense of who are the winners and losers this year, Stephen.
Yeah, well, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, and the United Arab Emirates have all pumped more crude at these higher prices. They've done nicely. And these three have very big sovereign wealth funds. So no doubt a lot of this cash will be recycled back into the US and Europe next year. Iran, on the other hand, is the one OPEC country that has not profited from the buoyant price of oil. US and EU sanctions have had an effect. Iranian exports have fallen sharply. Iran's share of OPEC's total revenues has fallen by a third over the past year.
Okay, Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Mark.